To move on, actually, talking about chicks and ducks and all sorts, you would be fool to underestimate the strength of pretty much any woman. But you literally shouldn't underestimate the strength of our next guest, because she's just made history by becoming the first South African woman to be crowned the world's strongest woman. At an event in Dubai. It's yet another title for Brendalee Thron, who has already secured the African Championship title four times. I'm absolutely thrilled to welcome Brendalee to Weekend Breakfast. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I am so well. I'm very, very well. Brendalee, welcome. Good to have you with us. And can I first just say congratulations on your win. You must be thrilled.
Thank you so much. I am, yes.
Listen, I'm so interested in people who do what you do, because it is no mean feat to transform your body, and the training that goes into what you do is just phenomenal. How did you get into, would one call it bodybuilding? Is that what it is, or?
No, not at all. Bodybuilding is a completely different sport.
Okay.
So for strongmen, we still do strength training.
Right.
But it's completely different purpose than bodybuilding.
How did you get into it?
I started with it 8 years ago on the first Arnold Classics.
Yeah.
It was held in South Africa and in 2016. And after that, at the time, I did powerlifting for South Africa. And then after seeing the women competing in that particular competition, I decided that it's a sport that I want to really go for and see how good I can get at it. And the same year later, I did Africa's and I qualified to do the Arnold Classics the next year. So that's where the journey started.
Is it something that is quite addictive? I mean, it's the kind of thing that, you know, my favorite thing to do in the gym is to lift weights. I'm not a runner. I don't love running. I've done it in the past. I'm now suffering a foot injury as a result, but there's something about weights and lifting that is, I think, gives you a different kind of buzz. Is that your experience?
100%. Right. 100%. Weightlifting is training sessions for me is also therapy. It keeps you sane and it's just that escape that you need where you don't think of anything else.
Mm.
So it's really part of my life and really important, yes.
Tell me about the sort of rules and what goes into the competition for strongest women. Like what are the judges looking at, and what do you need to do, what can't you do? And then we can talk a little bit about your training.
Perfect. Well, that depends on every competition is different. That's one of the reasons I truly love Strong Woman, is that there's always a variation of events. There's always a different approach to certain events. So either we will have the same events, like for instance, deadlift or lock press or yoke walk, but it will always be for the fastest time or the maximum weight or the maximum repetitions during a time frame. So those are the most common ways of the implements moving that you have to move. And then for the judges, they do look that you lock out, that you reach the line in time. They look for the fastest time. So when your implement touch the line, that is your time that's recorded. Or that if you lift a certain maximum weight, that your ankles, knees and hips and shoulders is in one line locked out, for instance, on the log lift or on the deadlift.
Okay, understood. How popular is the sport, Brendalee, particularly among women?
That is the reason, also another reason. So in women in certain countries, there's still a struggle for women to compete in it. But it is quite competitive. If you go overseas and do international competitions, your lineup can reach to 50 athletes in one
wow.
lineup
yeah.
in your weight category, where in certain areas, there is about 8 or 10 people competing in a lineup. So there's really potential for the sport to grow, and that this is something that we want to focus on as women athletes, to get other athletes in as well and see that they can do it.
I'll be honest, I mean, I used to live in Dubai, but I was still quite surprised. And there's a lot of misconceptions around Dubai and actually how sort of liberal and forward it is. But I was still quite surprised to learn that the Strongest Woman Championship was held there.
Yes, so we have a few different federations, and this is the World Championship Federation that held their competition here. And this is a remarkable start of something new for the sport, as we competed in front of the Olympic Committee, and that they want to take this. So like I said, every competition is different. This competition layout was also different than we normally do. It was compile and relays, where you do three lifts per implement, where we had four implements. And this was all rules given by the Olympic Committee to consider it as a sport type for the Olympics in the future.
What inspires you, Brenda? I mean, what keeps you going? Because, I mean, it requires physical strength, but I imagine it requires an awful lot of mental strength, sort of intestinal fortitude. So what is it that inspires you and keeps you going?
100%. There's various factors. I do have three main factors that drives me. And I've grown up taking inspiration from my brother. He did the Paralympics when he was in school. So from there, I've grown up to see a lot of people that's disabled around me. And I was always privileged enough to know that I have something that someone else would kill for. And that literally drive me to do the best I can, because people will give anything to just be able to walk normally or things like that. That is one of the factors. And secondly, I must say my coach, resilience in keep pushing me and keep driving and just have another plan for another prep. And then just my personality of being hard-headed and not giving up on any goals that I set.
I'm looking at a picture of you right now, Brendali, pulling an aeroplane. And I'm thinking that my 5K my 5K dumbbell bicep curls aren't quite cutting it anymore. Because there you are pulling a 10-ton aircraft. Tell us about that. That was a few years ago, right, at Lanseria Airport.
Yes, that was in 2017. That was short after my Arnold Africa's win, 2 weeks after that, where we pulled an aircraft for charity as well. And that goes hand in hand with, I just said, where I pulled my inspiration from is kids that's disabled. So we collaborated with the Jumping Kids Foundation, which makes prosthetics for kids that is aiming to be athletes as well.
Okay.
And we donated, for every meter I managed to pull the aircraft, donated money towards the foundation.
If you're just joining us this morning, I'm talking to the strongest woman in the world, literally. Brendali Thron has just been awarded, or just crowned, should I say, the world's strongest woman at an event in Dubai. Can you talk to us a little bit about your training routine and what you do or don't do, or eat or don't eat? I'm fascinated by the discipline.
Training routine is very crucial. It depends how far out you are from certain competitions.
Right.
I always give the short answer of giving that's my coach's headache. I just show up and do what he tells me to do. But yes, he works out everything very strategically, depending on the events, planning for any surprises we might get along the way, if there is any icks in the body to work around that. So training is very specific, very hard, and it will always be in a certain form of progressive overload. Type of strength training. But for every competition prep, it's completely different. Then regarding nutrition, very, very specific as well. It is always a struggle to maintain your weight, as we need to weigh in for competitions in your certain weight category. So that has to be always on point, and you always have to keep an eye on where the body ability is, and as well if you are on your targeted weight.
What's next for you, Brindali? I mean, once you've secured, you know, where is there to go? You're officially the world's strongest woman. Where are there other competitions that you'll be doing? Will you attempt to keep your crown in next year's competition? What's the plan for the year ahead?
100%. So like I've mentioned before, there is different federations in strong women and strong men. It's actually called strong men.
Right.
But this was a world championship that was in Dubai, and that was more manageable regarding the location. But I am aiming to do two more world federations in different federations. So three worlds attempts in this year. And I have to qualify next month for the next one, where it's a federation that you actually get tested for the sport. And then later this year in December, the official Strongman Games as well in America.
We wish you all the very best of luck. You have, you don't need it, but you've certainly got our support, and we are just incredibly proud that another South African athlete is really making the mark on an international stage. So enormous congratulations to you. Wear that crown with pride, and we look forward to seeing all of your future success. And thank you so much for making time for us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a